You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of IAS 2009, the 5th International AIDS Society Conference on HIV Pathogenesis, Treatment, and Prevention. The conference took place in Cape Town, South Africa, from July 19th through July 22nd, 2009.
I'm Kimberly Smith from Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. I am presenting the race and gender analysis of the HEAT study. People probably remember the HEAT study is a study of naive HIV-infected folks comparing abacavir combined with 3TC and lopinavir-ritonavir versus tenofovir, FTC, and lopinavir-ritonavir, with the lopinavir-ritonavir dosed once daily in both arms. The overall analysis of the HEAT study, which is now actually published in AIDS this month, showed no difference between the arms. What we're presenting here is an analysis looking at race and gender. We're looking to see if there's a difference in responses by race or by gender. To make a long story short, we showed that both African Americans and women responded less well to both arms. The overall response rate for each of the arms for African Americans was roughly 50%, undetectable at a level of less than 50, whereas for Caucasians it's roughly 70%. Pretty big difference. For women, the difference is somewhere around 55% versus men being closer to 70%. Clearly, there's a little bit of a less good response in women and African Americans. The next question is why? I wish we could answer that, but we can't. But I will say that in a lot of studies, that difference is thought to be driven by adherence or dropout or whatever. In this study, it was a difference in virologic response. So it's not just about more African Americans dropping out of the study or more African Americans not completing the study due to whatever variety of reasons. This is actually virologic differences. Of course, the virologic differences can be driven by a lot of underlying things. Some of it could be a little bit of toxicity. Some of it could be a little bit of adherence challenge. It could be a number of things. But it's the kind of thing that I think should stimulate more research. So I think this study is now added to, I think, a group of studies that have shown that there can be racial differences in response to therapy. I think it really implores us to look harder at these studies and take the next step, which is not only just say, okay, we recognize that a difference exists, but actually start to address how do we get rid of the difference? How can we design studies that intervene in a way that we can have all of the racial groups and both men and women responding equally to the antiretroviral therapies?
Do you have plans to continue those studies?
This study is done, so we learn from this study. I've actually been sitting here the whole day talking with every pharmaceutical company that comes along to talk about doing a meta-analysis where we can bring all of the naive studies together and do some race and gender analysis so that we can have a bigger picture with a larger population. And we're in the process of doing that for ACTG studies. So I think when we understand it better, then the next step will be to design studies that allow us to intervene. If you can identify who are the individuals that are at highest risk for virologic failure and intervene before they fail. Don't wait till the end of the study and say, oh, blacks didn't respond as well. Let's identify who are the folks that are at risk for failure. Do something to help them be successful along within the study. I think that's what we need to do that's best for the patients. That's what we try to do in our clinic, and that's what we need to do in the clinical trials. And I think if we can create strategies within clinical trials, those will be helpful for people in the clinic to be able to use in their day-to-day care.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from IAS 2009. For more coverage of this conference, please visit us online at thebodypro.com/IAS2009.